from the guilty pleasures.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you.
Some chicken!
To the thrill of the rose.
This is the tough part. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be people that go home tonight.
And the jaw-dropping scandals.
You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad.
I cheated on
two in one weekend.
Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and this week we have to break down the new episode of Big Brother because season 22 premiered. It is all stars as we exclusively broke. I cannot ever talk about this show without bringing on our person at work who is definitely the expert. She's been breaking this news and she's known all about this season for much longer than all of us. So Sharon Tharp, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thank you for that intro. I'm just trying to recover from last night, to be honest with you.
Were you up watching live feeds very late?
I was. And at some point I was like, I have to turn this off because this is going to be my life in the next 3 months. Just so sad. But yeah, I was up.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. I want to start at the top. Initial thoughts on the cast. Obviously, you knew, and we knew for a while who the cast was going to be. There were some changes, as Julie Chen had said before, that obviously due to COVID, some people couldn't participate. What did you think of the overall cast when we got the final list?
I'm happy with it. I think it would have been nice to see a few more winners. I think we just have Ian and Nicole. But other than that, I'm very happy that they have a little more old school people in there, like Keisha and Memphis. I'm pretty sure were pretty last minute additions, but I think, listen, Memphis, you know, they don't look the same, right? Everyone's like a little older, a little, you know, they're not going to play the same game. I'm excited to see what they bring to the table this time around. And it's not just all Instagram influencers, you know, like I'm excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say as someone who, you know, is obsessed with a lot of reality TV too, we see so much of people that are famous for being on reality TV or being on Instagram or doing that kind of thing. And as someone who also didn't watch a lot of the really, really early seasons, I'm excited to like see faces that I know who they are through the Big Brother world a little bit, but I don't know what kind of game they play. So I feel like it's going to be like almost a whole fresh new batch in a way, even though it's all stars.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm just a diehard Kacer and Janelle fan. Like I wanted to be Janelle and I wanted to be with Kacer. Like I was obsessed with them. So to see them in the house again was like, I was so giddy over it.
I know you were excited. I wish that we could share our texts during the episode, but I don't think that'd be safe for work.
Oh no.
But I am very anxious to see. I will say, while no, people do not look the same, overall, this cast is like the best looking group. I feel like everyone that has played before, like I know that they know what you look like on camera. So of course they had the time to get ready, but regardless, they've all aged so well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what's throwing me off though. Nicole not wearing glasses is really throwing me off. Like she just looked, I mean, she also wore pigtails maybe. I don't know, but like, it was weird for me, but yeah. Yeah. Great looking cast. I was excited to see. I mean, again, we kind of knew who was going to be in there, but it's still just so exciting for it to actually happen. But yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also the time, you know, there is while there's a lot of TV on, there's not a lot of like new things that are live that we haven't really like been spoiled on and things like that. Like Big Brother is the one show that you can't really be spoiled on because it's live. So obviously you can watch live feeds, but there's a lot of things going on that like, it's a nice thing in the world right now to have something fresh to look forward to every week.
Especially something that fans have been asking for, you know, 10 plus years. I mean, this was the perfect time to do All Stars because, you know, yes, some of these people haven't been around in a while, but they know how the production works. They know kind of, you know, what to do more or less, or they will after a week or so. So I think it was just good timing for CBS, obviously good timing for fans. And should be fun.
For sure. The house looked a little bit different from the outside. Obviously, the stage that Julie's on, there's no audience. And we saw that some of the cast had masks on before they went into the house. Not much other than that looked different. Were you surprised? Did you expect a little bit more like changes or no?
inside or outside the house?
Either way. I mean, I think that I was a little surprised to see them in masks. While I think it's good to promote wearing masks anyways, because apparently people in the country need reminders, but I think it's a little, it was a little strange to me because Julie didn't have them on. They've all been quarantined anyways. So it was interesting.
I mean, I think that was just to show like, you know, we're taking safety precautions. And obviously they ripped them right off when they got in. In terms of the house, the outside was like, it's very game showy to me. It's like super just loud. And then the inside is more or less the same. I'm interested to see how these new rooms they're speaking about pan out. But we did exclusively reveal like some of the house and the kitchen. You know, it's cool to see them pay homage to past players that, you know, we wish were in there. But I enjoyed it. I mean, the house is always like super colorful and loud and, you know, that's not really my thing, but it's the Big Brother house. If they can get away with it.
Right. I feel like one thing we didn't see, I mean, I guess we saw it, but I'm excited to see what it looks like when it's not in competition form, is the backyard. Because obviously for me, that's like, I feel like if I ever did Big Brother, that's where I would spend all my time because I would need like sunlight. But I'm very curious to see a lot of the time, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just curious to see how the outside is set up also because the cast is not this like super young group. It's a lot of like older people who have like different kind of like interests and things like that. So I guess that's like what I'm most excited to see. Like, I don't know if this whole cast is going to be like working out nonstop. Usually that's what they show outside. And I don't think that that's going to be like the case for them.
Interesting. I mean, I could see some people. I mean, obviously the pool, the hot tub. The lounge area, there will definitely, I mean, I'd be shocked if there's no hammock because Ian's obsessed with that freaking hammock and he would literally just sit on it all day and just rock back and forth. It was really, it was cute. But yeah, I'm sure we'll see that. I don't know when, but.
First competition, the men, we talked about this already, but the men had the advantage. Their challenge was a little bit easier because, you know, the puzzle they had to do, they had to get the ball into the hole, which is obviously a very, I feel like it's kind of a generic challenge that we've seen on this show. We've seen on Survivor. We see it over and over again. But the men did have an advantage. And I thought that was a little strange. I don't know. What did you think about it? Did you notice it right away?
I did, but I feel like just they didn't think this through. Like the table maze, you know, I was watching Danny and it looked heavy. Like some of these girls are really small and it looked like it was pretty heavy to maneuver. And honestly, I'll just say this. I thought the challenges were pretty terrible for a premiere episode. I get it. We're on live TV, but like, I don't know if that was thought through enough, like that in one round, none of them got it or one of them got, I don't even know, but I wasn't a fan of the challenges. Like I felt like they were boring to watch. I'm like, you couldn't come up with something more exciting.
And I agree. And I think that overall, I mean, it is difficult when it's a fully live premiere. And I mean, we've seen obviously a lot of the live episodes and live evictions that they've had. Usually that episode is filled with a lot of pre-taped stuff anyways. So I think to do a whole live episode was a choice that maybe didn't pan out as CBS had hoped, but
we didn't see the have not room because the door was locked. Definitely didn't pan out how they wanted.
We didn't see the have not room. Julie had a very difficult time trying to get the contestants in order. It was a little bit awkward. I felt like it was like watching a show that had no experience, which was silly because it's 20 seasons in, like they are 20 years in. It's a little silly to me. But I also felt that there are a lot of people who don't watch Big Brother who are joining now because it's like this new thing that everyone can like this new thing now that everyone can watch and look forward to in a time that people don't have that. And additionally, a lot of I know because I obviously cover the challenge a lot of challenge fans wanted to check it out because they know Davon and they know Bailey and they're like, oh, we never watched Big Brother, but now we'll watch. And I feel like if you turned it on for the first time and that was the first episode you watched, you were extremely bored and disappointed.
It's hard because like us Big Brother fans were like geeking out just because of the people. But yeah, if you're a new person and you don't know who half these people are, I probably would have been a little bored. Like it was awkward. It was a little slow at times. I just thought, you know, there's so many competitions they could have done on live TV that would have panned out better. Like I was also pissed because, you know, the HOH competition, some people, you could tell the little things were still moving when the next person would go. So they knew that was like, I don't know. I just hated it, to be honest.
I would agree. I mean, I was thrilled that Cody won because he's one of my favorites. So I was happy. I think it paints a target, obviously. But I'm very curious. I want to ask you about the live feeds because I went to bed pretty early, not early, but at a decent hour. So what stuck out to you in the live feeds? Did we see people already talking game? Was it more just talking about life? What did you see?
It was mostly talking about life. It wasn't a lot of game talk. I was paying more attention to who was hanging out, like body language, like who was like Nicole and Danny, Nicole F, Nicole Franzel. Okay. They were like attached at the hip. And like, I kind of knew that they were friendly outside the house, but yeah, that was interesting. Who else? Yeah, everyone was just kind of congregating, talking about their past seasons or what they've been up to. I'm trying to think. It was a little awkward. Cody got his HOH room. They didn't get a letter. They didn't get pictures.
He's been in there for 30 seconds, so I don't know why he would need a letter.
Right. Well, yeah, that and like, I don't know with COVID, like what the rules are nowadays, but yeah. Everyone went up to the HOH room, and it's always a fun game to play to see like, who's the first to leave the HOH room? Who's going to be like, all right, I'm headed out. You know what I mean? Like, it's so awkward because it's like a game of chicken. Like, all right, who's leaving first? It definitely seems like Cody and Tyler, whether they talked before the game or not, they kind of seem to have something going on, which could be dangerous because I think it could be a little obvious. So I hope they keep that under wraps if they want to actually, they'll paint a target if it's too obvious for sure.
Right. And yeah. I would say that it's hard because it's like, oh, they're both really good at competitions anyways. But honestly, everyone that's on this season, with the exception of David, who we only saw really compete twice, they're all good at competitions in different ways. So I don't know if that would really paint a huge, like in general, like once people start winning and things like that, it's tough to say like, oh, well, they're a comp beast. So like, they're going to win. It's like, well, everyone in this house in a way is a comp beast.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, also like Ian said in his package, like he planned, I mean, he didn't throw it this time, but like he planned on throwing, he didn't say throwing, he planned on like laying low and not winning competitions till later in the season because he is good at competitions. So yeah, I'm interested to see if people want to win. Like, I was a little surprised Cody said he wanted to win, but it does make sense because I do think he has a target kind of going in. A lot of people didn't know he was going to be on the season. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, you just kind of, the first HOH is always like, yeah, you do what the house wants. And then you're like, oh, like, this is what everyone told me, you know, you could play kind of dumb. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad move.
Yeah, exactly. How much do you think, or do you know, that the cast was talking beforehand?
Oh, I mean, they definitely were. They did mention, so last night was fun because you did get a little bit of that. Like, so there's a bunch of people that were supposed to be on the season, right? Josh, Casey, Hayden was like rumored to be on the season. And Janelle said like, oh, he started following me on Instagram and watching my stories. And like, she said that to Kevin too. She's like, oh, Kevin, I kind of figured because like I saw that you started watching my Instagram stories and stuff. So that was kind of fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, I heard Janelle was talking to a lot of people. I heard everyone was talking. I feel like the only people who maybe weren't were, you know, Memphis and Keisha were pretty late in the game. I feel like they were really late additions. I even think Memphis said they contacted him like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And they contacted everybody else like 3 months ago. So I don't know if he was pre-gaming much, you know, but I'm sure like Tyler and, you know, Nicole and stuff were.
Yeah.
But Tyler was probably shocked not to see Casey though.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking that too. And I think that it's interesting because we've been talking about this more and more, it seems like in the last couple years, that reality TV in general, the cast always seems to be talking before because of social media. Like, that used to not be the case. Like, it used to be like, oh, they'd see them once or twice a year at these Big Brother events, or, you know, every now and then some of them would actually become actual good friends and like hang out. But now it's like, well, I, like you said, like, I saw them looking at my Instagram story. They started following me. Like, it's a whole different world now. It's so easy to DM somebody.
It's just even subtle things like that. Like, oh, I just started, you know, you started following me. Like, you're right. It's a totally different game. And you know what? Like, you can say you can try to prevent pre-gaming, but it's nearly impossible. They've been doing it in every All-Star season on every reality competition for years. I mean, we're even going back to Survivor All-Star. Like, there was pre-game alliances. So,
right.
You know, what are you going to do? It is what it is, I guess.
Who were you? I know that you've been watching from the beginning, that you know all these people's gameplay. Who were you keeping a close eye on? Like, who are you like thinking will dominate? If you had to guess.
I mean, I feel like Cody has, you know, let's see how it plays out with his HOH, but I felt like he had a really good chance coming in. Who else? It's more of like who I want to do well. Like, obviously I want Janelle and Kacer to do well. I love Danny Donato. I love, you know, I mean, I love Ian. Like, I love Davon. there's a great meme. I don't know if it's even a meme. It's like a little video already going around where Davon and Nicole are talking and you just see Davon like being silent, like clearly trying so hard to keep her like emotions in check. And I'm like,
oh,
yes, Davon
is the queen of gifts. I love it.
I know. And she's already like learning. She has learned. She's learning to like, you know, keep it quiet for a while. Yeah. So yeah, it's not even like who I think. It's really hard to tell who will do well, but I'm excited, and we'll see how the first HOH plays out.
Ugh, I cannot wait. Is there anything that we did not get to cover that you want to touch on? Because like I said, you're the expert on this. I feel like you have been like devoting
well,
so
nice
much
of you to say.
What?
Let's see. I mean, what else happened? I feel like it was just like kind of a slow episode.
Yeah.
I was happy that they like, you know, slowly introduce them, I guess, like four at a time. Like, I didn't hate that. It was more like Julie hated the fact that they were hugging and stuff. And I'm like, no, that's what I want to see. I want to see who's interacting, who hugs first, who says, hey, nice to meet you. And who says like, nice to see, you know, like this is what fans are looking at, like that really small stuff. And Julie's like, guys, like focus more on like competitions. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Like, I want to see the interactions between the players. So
yeah, to be honest, I wanted this big reunion and I would have just watched that for 20 minutes. Like, I wanted to see everyone, like you said. And so it was really tough for me to even hear who was saying, nice to meet you, nice to see you. I thought of that immediately too, but I'm curious if that was intentional.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It was funny. I don't know how much David watches the show. He, you know, obviously he's fairly new. He's from last season. He did say like, oh, what's your name to a couple people? And I was like, David, please come on, do a little research. Cause like, you know, sometimes people, if someone has an ego and someone says, hey, who are you? You know, they might 100%. Take offense to that. So, yeah. And the house guest just woke up. So the feeds are getting back on now. So we'll see. It's kind of too early to really say much else, I guess.
I cannot wait for this season to continue. And we will obviously be doing our Big Brother pool soon. So we'll see if we can make some money off this.
I know. I haven't won a pool since I don't even know when.
We have a tough time with the pools, but I think that's a lot of fun. I think this season, regardless if the premiere was boring and a little bit messy, you know, with a being a live episode, I think fans want it back and they're excited no matter what. So like you and I were saying, like, no matter what happens, like I just could watch these people sit in a room and talk for 2 hours, which is what I'll be doing all day on the live feed. So I'm pretty excited about it.
And Big Brother Twitter, like it can be a little rough. People can be a little mean, but it is so fun to follow along. And, you know, past house guests who haven't watched the show in years are tuning in now because they want to see All Stars. I'm actually talking to a few of them. I'm going to post something later about just their reactions to the cast and stuff. So everyone could look out for that, but yeah, it'll be a fun season. It's the perfect time to have this distraction during quarantine, and we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. And everyone can follow you at Sharon Tharp on Twitter. Cause you've been tweeting a ton about
you. Thank you for the show.
No, of course. I want to make sure, because honestly, like if there's Big Brother news, like I know I will check yours and you'll be up to date on it. So I'm going to let people know if they want that, they can do that as well.
Oh, thank you. I'll try to keep up on everything without, you know.
For sure. Sharon, thank you so much for joining. You can come back anytime and talk Big Brother with me.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right, guys, as always, before we wrap up, I want to give a few shout outs, starting with Woman of the Week. This has to go to Tayshia Adams, who is, as you guys probably have heard, the new Bachelorette. Now, Claire Crawley, who was the Bachelorette, she decided to exit the season after finding love in less than 2 weeks. As Us Weekly reported, she had been speaking to one of the guys beforehand because her cast was announced when they were supposed to start filming. But then it got pushed due to the pandemic, so she was able to talk to them and FaceTime them beforehand. So she formed a connection early on. That will air, her season will air in addition to Tayshia's journey to finding love. So I definitely want to give Tayshia a shout out because I adored her on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, and I cannot wait to see her kind of take charge when it's her season. I also have to give a shout out to Zoe Kravitz because High Fidelity was canceled on Hulu after just one season. A great show. Pretty bummed that it got canceled. If you hadn't had the chance to watch it, turn on Hulu and check it out. She posted a statement after the news thanking everyone and added hashtag breakups suck. I think it's really, really, you know, it sucks when a show that you really adore gets canceled and that critics really liked. So it's a bit of a surprise, but who knows, in this world, we could see it again someday. My woman to watch has to go to Chrishell Stoss because season 3 of Selling Sunset drops on Friday on Netflix. Of course, it shows a lot of her reaction when Justin Hartley filed for divorce in November. We will have a whole breakdown on the site, so if you haven't gotten to see it yet, by the time you're listening to this, you can check out usmagazine.com. We are posting Friday morning of a lot of the stuff that she said. Going through a divorce, I would assume, is a very difficult thing for anyone, so despite, you know, who's right or who's wrong or what really happened, having her film it and share it with the world is definitely something that is very, very hard to do. So I give her a lot of credit, and hopefully that helped her kind of move along with everything and kind of move on. My what to watch goes to An American Pickle. It airs tonight on HBO Max. It is the streamer's first movie, and it stars Seth Rogen. He plays two separate roles, and it's very funny. It's heartwarming. It's very different, which in today's world is nice to see something fresh we've never seen before. So if you have some time to check that out, I would suggest it. As always, guys, you can follow me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. Let me know what you're watching, what you're loving, what you're hating. I want to hear it all. If you like the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and give us a rating, leave a comment. I read them all, so I would really appreciate it. Stay inside, stay safe, stay sane, and hopefully you will come back next week. Thanks, guys.